Wessels, Philip. Sunnyside, Currumbong, Australia. September 1st, 1895. My dear brother Philip Wessels, I address a few lines to you. Take with you words and return unto the Lord. Say exactly what you mean and how you feel. Do not, I beg of you, delay. Your life, your reason, your soul have been purchased with an infinite price. You are not your own. Christ has paid the purchase money in his own life blood. Do not, I beseech of you, bury your talent in the earth. In whatever business you engage, bring Jesus into it. And if you cannot preserve your interest in the Savior and your faith and love for Jesus, then give up your business and say, Here I am, Lord. What wouldst thou have me to do? He will receive you graciously. He will love you freely. He will abundantly pardon. He is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish. He is represented as the merciful Father, whose pity survives the neglect and abuse of his mercies, the resistance of his claims on your reason and heart affection. But Satan is watching you with eager interest, watching for you to come more fully on his ground, where he may exercise his power of control over you. You are not secure a moment separated from Jesus Christ. You have no strength, no power, no attractiveness apart from Jesus Christ.